presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, you remember, Flash Gordon reviewed the legions of the Blue Magic Men under his command, and Prince Zarkov, Blast of the Rock, would seal the entrance to the Blue Magic Land and discover that his phasograph was of no use in learning what happened to Flash and Dale and Khan. He sent a spy named Mar equipped with a portable space phone to obtain the information. Mar gained entrance to the palace of Queen Azura and contacted Khan and Dale, and they informed him of Flash's peculiar behavior. At the same time, Zarkov tries to call Mar the spy by space phone, but neither was able to contact the other. At that moment, the army of Blue Magic Men attacked the Hawkmen, and Zarkov ordered his soldiers into battle. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Big Comic Weekly. Each page printed in full colors is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Sunday newspaper. And now we continue the story. Flash and Queen Azura watch the Hawkmen as they dive toward the army of the Blue Magic Men.
There come the Hawkmen, my prince.
I see them, Azura. I'm just wondering which battery I should train on them.
I suggest you use the guns of the combustion ray machine.
What will happen if I do?
Order them used and seen.
Very well. All men, bring the combustion ray guns into action.
Ready?
Then fire.
You may fire.
Now you see, my prince, what the combustion ray machines do.
They cough out flaming death.
Yes, those fluttering Hawkmen can't survive such devastating heat. Look, they're already dropping to the ground like moths with singed wings.
You're right, my queen. Hold, Paul.
Fire.
Let them have it again.
Are dropping like flies, sire, under your attack.
Good work, my prince.
Those men creatures will be easily subdued when you can bring them down to earth, Azura.
Be careful you don't kill them all, Flash. Remember, I'm always able to use a few more slaves.
My beautiful Azura, I shall conquer these gnat-like intruders and turn them over to you to do with as you will.
How brave and strong you are, my prince.
I'm not doing this as proof of my strength or my bravery, Azura. I'm doing it as proof of my devotion.
Ah, you do love me, then.
You do not already realize that, my gorgeous queen. You will when this battle is ended. You will see.
Death for the invader!
Fire again! Fire again!
In the meantime, on the other side of the flaming barrage, Zarkov holds an anxious conference with one of the officers of the remaining Hawkmen.
Signal your men to retreat, Captain. Seem to be gained by flying into their fire.
Very well, Prince Arco.
Bugler, sound retreat.
What are we to do now, Prince Arco?
I do not know yet. What can have happened to Flash? We tried to rescue him, and he seems to give the orders that mow our men down.
Yes, I could swear I saw him raise his arm and give the signal that brought this sea of flame pouring on us, Prince Arco.
Can he be... Oh, no.
Can he be what, Your Highness?
I dare not even whisper the thought, Captain. I must know. I must be sure before I breathe a word of my suspicion.
If I may suggest, Your Highness, something must be done about our own safety. These flames are sweeping this way. Soon they'll engulf all of us.
Eh? The flames? Oh, yes. Lead the men into that tunnel yonder.
That tunnel? But, Prince Zarkov, there's no way in which to throw up a barricade to close out the flames.
Leave that to me. Order those turbine thermostats rolled just inside the tunnel entrance.
But they will not completely close. Oh, if we only had some stones.
What? Stones to let them become heated and roast us all? Do as I say. I will keep the heat out. You will never feel those flames. I have a way to fight them until they die out.
Yes, you how, Your Highness?
Are you so stupid that I must draw a blueprint of my plan of defense? Oh, very well, then, if I must give you every detail. Into those turbine thermostats, I will put this chemical powder made from a secret formula of my own invention. When we are all inside, I shall turn on the turbine thermostats and block the tunnel entrance with a wall of solid ice.
While the battle rages, let us go back to the palace of Azura. There we find Dale and Khan I, Mar.
Try him again, Mar.
Calling Prince Zarkov. Captain Mar calling Prince Zarkov.
Come, Mar, look out. The guard.
Disconnect, Mar. Here comes the guard. What shall we do? Throw yourself across the platform. So your cloak hides it. That's it. Play up to whatever I say.
What's going on here?
The traveler fell faint. I brought him over to this grill window for some air. It isn't everyone who can stand the contempt heat guard. They all can't be as strong as we are.
Please. But I thought I heard a knock sound and a voice calling out.
You did?
Gone.
What was the meaning of it?
In this man's country, they worship a different god from yours or mine.
Well?
In his hour of distress, the traveler was summoning the highest aid he could call upon.
Oh, of course. Who doesn't? But that buzzing noise. What caused that?
The buzzing noise?
Yes, the buzzing noise.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
I didn't think you'd heard that over where you were.
I can well believe that.
Oh, Dale, take the guard over there and turn him with his back. I'll make the noise again, and I'll show him what made it. I'll wager he'll be surprised.
Yes, Tom. Yes, of course.
No tricks now, or you'll taste my electric whip.
Mark, turn on the space phone. Stop when I tell you. Then when I nudge you, turn it on again.
Very well, Tom.
Now.
Well, guard, was that what you heard?
Yes. What caused it?
Well, look, in assisting the traveler, my manacle touched the stove. Like this.
By the God! Watch out from now on, slaves. You may accidentally get electrocuted. Before we can do it ourselves.
Oh, that was quick thinking, Captain Khan.
Oh, Khan, you are wonderful to get out of that situation. I thought you took an awful risk in admitting the guard heard me.
So denied it would have been foolhardy. If you're going to deceive someone, they have spoken to the truth as you can.
Thanks, I'll remember that.
But there's one situation I can't handle so easily. The one we're in. This space phone isn't going to work. How are we going to get word to Zarkov?
I've got it all taken care of, Captain Khan.
You have?
Well, how will you do it?
I myself shall take the information to him.
Oh, my.
You'll never get to Zarkov alive. They won't let you out.
Oh. Who let me in here?
Tal, the chief magician.
Well?
You mean Tal will let you out? But Tal's not here. He's away with the army.
He is? Then that makes things all the easier.
Be careful, Mar. These men are devils. They have powers and methods never seen before.
Do not fear, Princess. Tal was the only one I spoke to about getting in here. I saw to it that we had a private conference.
So?
So nobody will doubt my word when I say that I was to join Tal after I'd rested.
It may work. It may.
It may. Oh, it will. It must.
Mar?
Yes, Princess.
See that no harm comes to Flash. Dr. Zarkov should capture him. He may not understand why Flash acts as he does.
I understand, Princess. I shall explain everything to Zarkov.
And if you should be captured by the Blue Magic Man,
yes.
Find out what hold the Witch Queen has over Flash and try to break the spell.
If that is to be my fate, Princess, you may rest assured. I will carry out the mission.
When are you planning?
Well, if I try to leave now, it might be difficult.
Yes.
I shall wait and take my departure tonight.
Leaving our friends for the moment, let us return to the tunnel where Prince Zarkov and his hawkmen have withdrawn to escape the terrific heat of the combustion ray machine. As the hawkmen fled into the tunnel, Flash and his officers pursue them, only to be brought up short at the entrance by a wall of solid ice, which Zarkov had miraculously formed with his secret chemical formula. While Flash and his companions reconnoiter outside the entrance to the tunnel, Tal and Azura remain behind the lines.
Of course, if your majesty knows best, is my advice for us.
I am not asking your advice, Tal.
Oh, well, that I am well aware, Your Majesty. But must I take the liberties of an old and faithful retainer? Mighty Queen, do not let your personal feelings entrap you.
My personal feelings? What do you mean?
Your Majesty has taken a fancy to this young unknown.
Tal.
Oh, I mean no offense. As a consort and companion, the youth is without criticism. But is he the best for our fair land?
Will he make a good king?
If your majesty thinks of him in terms of king, I mean, will he make a good king?
I am very sure he will make a good king, Tal.
Your majesty was also sure of Locke and Gorm.
Ah, those.
How can you be sure of one who is not even sure of himself?
Flash has protested his love for me day after day. Why, even when the attack began, you heard him say he was repelling, not to show his bravery, but to prove his devotion to me.
I was not speaking of his personal appearances, Your Majesty. Of his ability to handle the legions at his disposal when the attack began. not confess himself to be in a quandary as to which battery he should train on them?
A careful general always surveys his position.
But he makes up his own mind. Your new commander-in-chief relied on your advice, Your Majesty.
And wasn't it good advice?
There is no better judgment in our fair land, Your Majesty.
Then what is your point, Charles? What is it you say?
Why have a figurehead in charge of our legions?
Head?
You can't have a commander who can handle the does he arise? Why don't you take charge yourself?
Ah, I see it now. You want me to demote Flash and appoint you in his place.
If Your Majesty feels that perhaps an older and more experienced man, and especially one of our own people, could serve better, why, I should be delighted to accept the honor, Your Majesty.
There is some reason for this diplomatic move on your part. What is it? Are the men rebellious because I said of one of their own number?
I am no bearer of gossip, Your Majesty. What others may think is their own business. If they wish to let you know their feelings, they have ways and means to do it. I speak only in your own interest and with the liberty of your major domo.
I do not doubt your word, Paul, but I think you speak one word for me and two for yourself. You honestly think Flash is incapable of making decisions for himself?
I do, Your Majesty, I do. You have a chance to witness that for yourself. He has taken refuge in that and blockaded themselves with ice. Your commander has gone to look over the situation.
When you would have
charged with full forces and gone in after.
I see.
Your Majesty, I am not trying to go behind your commander's back unfairly. No, I have given you my plan of action. Here he comes now. Hear what he has to say. Yourself. Ought to be at the head of the Blue Army.
Well, my prince, what have you to report?
My beautiful queen, we found the enemy barricaded behind a wall of solid ice. There is only one thing we can do.
And that is?
Charge with full forces and go in after the enemy.
You hear, Thor? You hear what Flash proposes?
Yes, I hear, Your Majesty.
Come, Azora. Together we shall lead the charge. All men, follow me!
See these amazing characters in full-color pictures next Sunday in the Comic Weekly, which is an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Here is some news for you. The famous full-page Comic Weekly will replace the tabloids with better and larger pictures and more easily read captions. What a treat is in store for you next Sunday with Skippy, Bringing Up Father, The Little King, Barney Google, and all those other funny fellows just twice as large. You have enjoyed them in the tabloid size. How much better you will like them in the full-page Comic Weekly. Be sure to get the full-page Comic Weekly with your Hearst Sunday newspaper next Sunday and enjoy a half hour's good, clean fun with the foremost merrymakers in the world of pictures. And don't forget our date next week at this same time for another in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.